Well, good morning, everyone, and as always, it's a joy to be with you.
早上好，我每次都非常高兴 和大家在一起。
I'm glad that we can continue our series through the book of Ephesians this morning.
那今天呢，我们也很高兴，我们一起来继续学习以弗所书。
And this morning's passage is unusual because it's actually an extended parenthesis in the letter.
今天这个经节呢不是很平常，因为它实际上是加在这个保罗书信中的这一段。
Notice that Paul never finishes his sentence from verse 1.
我们注意到保罗呢没有结束他的第一节。
For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles,
第一节说到，因此我保罗为你们外邦人所做了基督耶稣被囚的。
The verb never comes.
然后下来这个就没有动词了。
In fact, he doesn't pick it up until verse 14.
实际上呢，直到第十四节他又开始讲。
Where he says, "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father."
十四节说，因此我在父面前屈膝。
In other words, it looks as if Paul was about to begin praying in verse 1.
也就是说呢，保罗本来打算在第一节开始祷告的。
But then after mentioning that he was in prison.
可是当他讲到他在监狱里的时候呢，
He realizes that he should say something about that.
那他就现在就意识到他应该就是说关于这件事情在监狱里他应该讲一下。
And so verses 2 through 13 are one big parenthetical explanation.
2到13节呢也就是在这个书信里面中间有一小段。
And that's why verse 13 concludes with, So I ask that you do not lose heart at what I am suffering for you.
那这段的总结是在13节，所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆。
The sufferings refer to the fact that he's in prison.
那他这个患难呢，指的是他现在在监狱里。
And what's in the middle is meant to explain why they shouldn't lose heart.
所以这一段呢，他就是为了解释我们为什么不能丧胆。
And isn't it striking that Even though Paul's the one in prison,
我们想一想，这时候保罗自己在监狱里。
He's the one concerned about other people losing heart.
他现在来为关心别人不要丧胆。
May we be more like him when we face trials in our lives.
所以当我们在生活中面对试炼的时候，愿盼望我们像他一样。
Now it's also interesting to note that what landed Paul in prison in the first place, actually had to do with one of the Ephesians.
而且有趣的是呢，这个保罗在监狱里的原因呢，实际上是和这个以弗所里面的一个人有关系。
Paul had taken an Ephesian named Trophimus with him to Jerusalem.
那《使徒行传》里是这样讲，保罗呢带了一个以弗所人，名叫特罗菲摩，带他到了耶路撒冷。
And when some of the Jews saw them together,
那么有些犹太人看见他们在一起
，it aroused so much。Hatred and suspicion.
那么他们心里就产生了很多的这个憎恨，还有怀疑。
That when Paul later took some other men into the temple,
所以后来保罗带了别的人进入圣殿的时候呢
，They assumed that he must have brought in Trophimus.
他们也假定保罗肯定把这个以弗所人也带进去了。
And even though this was a false accusation,
那虽然这是一个错误的一个指控。
It stirred up such fury that the Jews dragged Paul out of the temple and intended to kill him.
但是呢，他让当时的犹太人就是有非常的愤怒，然后把保罗拉出了圣殿以外，然后这里就想杀了他。
But Roman soldiers had stepped in and saved Paul's life.
这时候罗马兵丁呢，就是救了保罗。
But then arrested him instead.
但是呢，也是把他这个捆绑起来。
And so now, even years later, Paul's still in prison.
那现在这个时间呢，已经是几年之后了，但是保罗还是在监狱里。
So you can imagine how when Paul brings this up, this could be discouraging for the Ephesians.
所以当保罗这样写的时候呢，他这现在的这个状态呢，有可能是对以弗所人有负面的影响。
They might feel guilty.
他们也许会觉得有负罪感。
Afraid.
或者是这个害怕。
Or lose heart.
或者这里讲叫丧胆。
And instead of Paul saying, "Oh, don't worry, it's not your fault."
但是保罗也没有说，不要害怕，这也不是你的错。
Don't worry, God's been protecting me.
也不要害怕，这个神在保护我。
We're talking about prison itself.
或者他告诉他们这个监狱里的生活。
He spends verses 2 through 13 talking about a mystery.
在这里，他在2到13节里，他在讲一个奥秘。
And what Paul's basically doing is trying to reframe their whole perspective.
那么保罗所做的就是让他们一个换一个看事情的角度。
He wants them to understand something more of the glory and wonder of this mystery.
他想让他们更明白这个奥秘的荣耀。
To see that God first revealed this mystery to him.
他说神首先把这个奥秘启示给他。
So that he could proclaim it to others.
这样他就可以把这样的奥秘呢传扬给别的人。
And that his sufferings are just a part of his mission.
所以呢，这个患难他现在所受的，只是他这个使命使工中的一项。
Far from being a tragedy.
远远不是悲惨的事情。
It's his privilege to suffer for their sake.
那这里是保罗的特权，是为他们来受难。
In fact, as much as Rome might think of Paul as their prisoner.
所以呢，罗马人也许认为保罗是他们的这个监狱里的人。
Paul says, "No, I'm a prisoner of Christ."
保罗说呢，不是，我是基督的在住在监狱里的人。
I'm here because Jesus has me here.
那我在监狱里是因为耶稣让我来到这里。
To do His business.
来完成他的使命。
And to go on revealing this mystery to Gentiles and even to kings.
继续呢，把这个基督的奥秘呢传扬启示给外邦人，还有甚至是君王。
And Paul's convinced that if the Ephesians can just appreciate the glory of this mystery,
那保罗心里也确信如果以弗所人呢如果可以理解这个奥秘的这个荣耀
，and understand his role in proclaiming it,
也明白他在这个事情中的角色
，and their role in receiving and displaying it,
也明白他们需要接受这个事情，而且呢来显现出来这样的事情。
Then so far from losing heart,
所以呢不需要丧胆
though glory,
他们呢要荣耀他。
Look at the end of verse 13.
我们来看一看十三节的最后一句。
To glory in something means to boast in it.
这原是你们的荣耀。那荣耀一件事情呢，指的呢就是我们要在这件事情上要夸耀。
Celebrate it.
我们要庆祝它。
View it as your splendor and honor.
我们要把它看成是我们的光荣，我们的荣誉。
And I think the idea is that through Paul's sufferings,
意思呢就是通过保罗的苦难
，the Ephesians should be able to see the love that God has for them.
以弗所人呢应该从这事情中间看见神对他们的爱。
Because God has sent Paul to them to bring the gospel to light, no matter the cost.
因为神把保罗呢，借着保罗把福音带给他们，这中间有非常大的这个代价。
And moreover, through the mystery which Paul has revealed for them.
而且呢，通过这样的奥秘呢，以弗所人呢也应该明白这样的奥秘。
They should be able to appreciate the glorious privilege that they now have.
那他们这个时候呢，他们就应该可以体会到，他们现在有非常大的特权。
As verse 10 tells us, to display the manifold wisdom of God to the universe.
那么在第十节里这样讲，是为要借着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
That's not something to lose heart over, but to glory in.
所以呢，这里保罗告诉他们，不要丧胆，而要荣耀他。
And brothers and sisters, what this means for us?
弟兄姊妹们，这也告诉我们是什么事情呢？
Is that if we can understand this mystery this morning?
如果今天早上我们可以明白这个奥秘
then so far from losing heart at sufferings,
这样的话呢，当我们遇到患难的时候，我们不会丧胆。
Whether our own or others for us,
不管是我们自己的患难，还是别人为我们所担当的患难
we can glory in the love that God has for us.
我们可以在神的爱里面呢，我们得荣耀
and the opportunity to display God's wisdom to the world.
而且我们要有这样的机会呢，就是把神这样的智慧呢，来告诉全世界。
It's a calling so high, it's worth living for.
所以这样的呼召是非常高的，但是呢，也是我们配得、我们愿意去做的。
Worth suffering for.
它是值得我们为他而活，也为他受患难。
And even dying for.
也值得我们为他去死。
And it all flows from the mystery that Paul talks about here.
所以这里呢，全部是关于保罗这里所讲的奥秘。
So I want to unpack that in three points.
那么今天早上我想讲三点。
First, the mystery revealed.
第一，就是奥秘被启示。
Second, the mystery proclaimed.
第二，奥秘被宣扬。
And third, the mystery fulfilled.
第三, 奥秘被实现。
So let's look first at the mystery revealed in verses 2 through 6.
第一我们来看一下, 从 第二到第六节里面讲的被启示的奥秘。
Verse 2 continues, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly.
那么在第二节里讲到，量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘。
So what is this mystery that Paul refers to here?
所以这个奥秘指的是什么呢？
Well, the word mystery refers to something that was hidden, but is now revealed.
那这奥秘这个字呢，指的是以前这个事情是隐藏的，但是现在被显露出来。
Not something which remains mysterious.
不是这个事情一直是隐秘的。
But something that was once in the shadows.
而是这个事情呢，从前是在这个阴影里面。
And now is brought forth into the light.
但是现在呢，被带到这个光的下面。
And Paul says that it's a mystery about which he's already written briefly.
保罗这里想到这个奥秘呢，他也略略的写过。
That's probably a reference to the first couple chapters of this book.
这里也许讲的是以弗所书里面前面的两章。
Paul already said in chapter 1, verses 9 and 10.
那么保罗已经在第一章的9到10节里这样讲。
That God has made known to us the mystery of his will.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
According to his purpose,
要照所安排的,
which he set forth in Christ,
在日期满足的时候呢,
as a plan for the fullness of the time,
使天上地下一切所有的,
to unite all things in him,
都在基督里同归于一,
things in heaven and things on earth,
包括天上和地下的事情。
So in other words, this mystery is about Christ.
所以这个奥秘呢，是关于基督的奥秘。
And the way that God is bringing everything together in Him.
是神借着基督把所有的事情都归于他。
That's why in verse 4, Paul calls it the mystery of Christ.
所以在第四节里面，保罗说这是基督的奥秘。
And then in verse 6, he says this mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
在第六节里，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。In
other words, the mystery is the gospel.
也就是说呢，这个奥秘就是福音。And
particularly the way that all who are in Christ,
更确切的说呢，就是所有在基督里的
are made joint heirs,
在这里呢，同为后嗣
in a joint body,
同为一体
as joint partakers,
同盟应许。
And this is because, as Paul has already been emphasizing in chapters 1 and 2,
这是因为保罗在第一章和第二章里面已经强调过,
everyone who's in Christ is blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
每一位在基督里的呢，都已经被神用天上各样属灵的福分所祝福。
Outside of Christ, we're dead in trespasses and sins.
在基督以外，我们都是死的，因为我们的罪和过犯。
Totally helpless to do anything to save ourselves.
我们完全不能自己拯救自己。But
now, by God's sheer grace, we've been made alive together with Christ.
但是现在借着神的恩典，我们在基督里面重新又活过来。And
those of us who were so far away from God,
我们以前与基督与神那么远的人,
have been brought near by His blood.
现在因为基督的血，我们和神得以亲近了。
Under the old covenant, we Gentiles weren't even allowed near the temple.
在旧约里面，我们外邦人根本就不能接近圣殿。Just
remember Trophimus.
就像刚才那个以弗所人特罗菲摩。But
now in Christ, we are God's temple.
但是现在在基督里面，我们就是神的殿。And
that's because in Christ there is no more Jew and Gentile.
因为在基督里面没有犹太人和外邦人的分别。Jesus
has made one new man in place of the two.
耶稣把两下的人造成一个新人，
and reconciled us both to God in one body through the cross.
那么他让我们借着一个身体通过十字架就与神和好了。
And so in Christ there is no distinction.
所以在基督里面并没有分别。
We're all saved totally by grace.
我们都是完全被恩典所拯救。
We all receive one and the same salvation. There are no good works we can boast in.
我们没有什么好的行为我们可以夸耀的。
Nothing about ourselves we can point to.
也没有什么我们可以特别讲出来的。
No family lineage that privileges us.
也没有什么祖宗我们可以有特权的。
No, Christ is everything.
耶稣基督就是全部。
Christ is our all.
他是我们的所有。
And in all.
他也在万有之内。
And we all share the same salvation in Him.
我们因着他，我们都有同样的救恩。
That's the mystery Paul's talking about here.
这就是保罗所讲的奥秘。
And when he says, I hope that by having read what I've written briefly,
当他讲到，就是我已经，你读到我以前略略写过的。
You'll perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ.
你就会明白我对基督的这个奥秘的认识。
But how did Paul come to know this mystery?
但是保罗怎么会知道这样的奥秘呢？
Well, in verse 3, Paul says, it was made known to me by revelation.
在第三节里面，我们知道他是启示让他知道的。
In other words, it was not by philosophical reasoning.
也是说不是关于哲学上的我们来推理。
Not through his life experiences.
也不是通过他生命的这个经历。
Not because he figured it out.
也不是他自己好像明白的。
It came by direct communication from God.
这是从神直接来的启示。
And that's so important for us to understand, especially in our postmodern, pluralistic, and woke culture.
那这一点对我们来说是非常非常重要的，尤其是今天我们生活在一个叫做后现代化、多元化的，而且是一个非常这个自由化的一个社会里面。
Everybody's suspicious of truth claims.
每个人都可以很怀疑，有人号称真理。
Suspicious of authority.
也可以怀疑这个世界上的掌权的人。
Suspicious that everyone's just trying to oppress someone.
也可以怀疑说每个人都想这个来控制其他人。
So they ask, well, how do you know that?
所以他们就问，你怎么知道的？
Isn't that just your perspective?
难道这不是你自己的看见吗？
Shouldn't you be more respectful of other religions?
你难道不能对别的宗教和看法更尊重一些吗？
Or other points of view?
或者是他们的看见。
And our answer isn't merely to appeal to philosophy.
但是我们的答案呢，我们不是说简单的是从哲学来的。
Or moral reasoning.
或者是道德方面来的。
Or our life experiences.
或者是从我们这个生活的经历来的。
Or even evidences for God.
甚至也不是从一些从神而来的一个证据来的。
Our answer is to say that the foundation of the Christian religion supersedes all of that.
我们的答案就是说呢，基督教呢，它的根基呢，超越所有的一切。
Because it's based on God's own revelation.
因为它是基于神自己的启示。
It's based not on what we think we can figure out about God.
也不是说基于我们说我们可以想象神。
But what God himself has revealed to us.
这是因为神把他自己启示给了我们。
You see, it's not arrogant to think that you have the truth when God's the one who reveals it.
所以当我们说我们有真理，但是神启示给我们的话呢，我们这时候就不能有骄傲的心。
It's not oppressive to inform someone of what God says and expect them to submit to it.
那我们也没有说是想让去压迫别人，因为这个是神告诉我们的，他希望别人去来服从他。
And it's not short-sighted to think your truth is applicable across all times and places.
我们也不是说是非常的短见，说是说我们的这个真理呢，是适用于任何的时候和任何的这个地方。
When it comes from the universal creator and Lord.
因为这个启示的人呢，是这个宇宙的创造者，是万主之主。
Paul says here, this mystery was made known to me by revelation.
那保罗在这里讲，这个奥秘呢，是神借着启示告诉了他。
That's why it is so authoritative and universal.
这就是为什么他有这样的这个特权。
And remember the dramatic fashion in which it took place.
我们也想一想当时这个事情发生的经过。
Paul was traveling to Damascus to imprison and persecute Christians.
那保罗在去大马色的路上呢，去准备去抓获那些基督徒，来迫害他们。
Utterly convinced that Jesus was a fraud and Christianity was false.
他确信呢，耶稣是个假的，基督教是错误的。
And then, in a blinding light.
但是呢，这时候有一个大光。
Jesus appeared to him.
耶稣向他显现。
Saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么迫害我呢？
I am Jesus.
我是耶稣。
Rise and enter the city, and you will be told what to do.
你现在起来，你进入城市，然后会有人来告诉你下来要做什么。
And then Jesus sends Ananias to him.
然后呢，耶稣就差遣了亚拿尼亚。
Saying, Saul is a chosen instrument of mine.
告诉他呢，扫罗呢是我所拣选的器皿。
To carry my name before the Gentiles.
要在外邦人宣扬我的名。
And kings.
和王面前。
And the children of Israel.
要在犹太人的面前。
For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name.
而且呢，他要知道他要为耶稣的名要受许多的苦难。
And just like that, Paul is transformed from an enemy of Christ.
所以呢，就这样，保罗就从一个基督的敌人
into his servant and ambassador.
转变成了他的仆人和他的使者
from one who is utterly convinced that Jesus was a fraud and dead in the grave.
当时他是如此的确信耶稣是个假的，而且已经在坟墓里面死了。
To knowing that Jesus is alive and reigning as the Lord of heaven.
但是经过这件事情，他知道耶稣是活着，而且是在这个天上正在掌权。
And yet it wasn't this alone that revealed the mystery.
但并不是简单的这单单的一件事情向他启示。
Because remember, a mystery is something that was hidden but is now revealed.
我们记得这个奥秘呢是以前是隐藏的，现在呢被显现出来。
So a mystery can't be something altogether new.
所以这个奥秘不是说所有都是新的。
And God would not allow his revelation to rest on this experience alone.
而且呢，神也不会让他的启示呢单单建立在一个个人的经历上。
No, after this encounter,
所以在这次经历之后呢，
Paul with fresh eyes,
保罗呢用他刚睁开的眼睛呢，
with the help of God's Spirit,
圣灵的帮助，
began to read the Old Testament anew.
开始呢，就重新来读旧约圣经。
And though this was a book that Paul had memorized since his childhood,
虽然这个旧约圣经呢，他从儿童的时候就已经记住了。
For the first time in his life, he began to realize what it was all really about.
但是在他生命里的第一次呢，他这个时候可以明白旧约在讲什么。
It's like the lights turned on.
就像这个灯点着了。
The curtain was drawn back.
窗帘呢被去下来了。
And God began revealing to him the mystery of Christ from the scriptures.
神呢这时候就借着圣经呢将他的启示给保罗了。
You see, as one theologian said, the Old Testament's like a room fully furnished.
就像一个神学家说的，这个旧约圣经呢就像一个房间里面都摆好了家具。
But lit so dimly that you can just barely make out the contours of what's inside.
但是光线太暗了你就是几乎不能就是来看到这个房屋间里面是什么情况。
There are prophets, priests, and kings.
那旧约里面呢有这个先知，有祭司，有君王。
Sacrificial lambs and scapegoats.
那有被献祭的羔羊，也有替罪的羔羊。
There's a tabernacle and a temple and the hope of the presence of God.
那这里有会幕，也有圣殿，还有人们对这个神的同在的这个盼望。
There's the promise of a seed of the woman.
那这里有这个神的应许，就是一个妇女的子孙。
A seed of Abraham.
一个亚伯拉罕的子孙。
A lion of Judah.
一个犹大的狮子。
A root of David.
一个大卫的后代。
A son of man.
一个人子。
Who will finally come and crush the serpent's head.
这个人呢会来个击败这个蛇的头，踩碎蛇的头。
But these things are shrouded in types and shadows.
但是这些东西呢，都是在这个，好像都是在啊，好像讲的一些比较隐晦的言语。
There are riddles and dark sayings.
就像一些谜语和比较黑暗的话似的。
And apart from Jesus, the full picture doesn't yet make sense.
如果我们不认识耶稣的话呢，这个就根本我们就根本就读不懂。
That's why the prophets of old searched and inquired carefully.
所以在这里面，这些先知呢，也是啊非常仔细的去研究、去探讨。
You're asking what person or time was being indicated by their own predictions.
他们也不明白他们自己的这个这个启示呢，到底是指的是谁，或者是在什么时间。
And it's why Paul says here in verse 5 that this mystery was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
这也是保罗为什么在第五节这么说，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的众圣使徒和先知一样。
You see, Paul's saying that it's now.
保罗说现在。
Through the coming of Christ,
因为耶稣来了，
that the lights have been turned on,
这个灯打开了，
the room illuminated,
房间里面亮了，
the mystery revealed,
奥秘就显示出来了，
and we can see how it all points to Christ.
我们可以看到所有都是指向基督，
and explains Christ,
而且解释了基督，
revealing who he is,
他就显示出来，
and what he's done.
关于他是谁和他要做什么。
You see, now we can say things like Jesus is our Passover lamb.
所以我们现在就可以说耶稣是我们逾越节的羔羊。
Jesus is our great high priest.
耶稣是我们的大祭司。
Jesus is the son of David.
耶稣是大卫的子孙。
And realize that you need both the Old Testament and the New Testament to say that.
所以我们需要旧约和新约来明白这样的。
The Old Testament provides the context for understanding the New.
也就是说呢，旧约给我们提供一个理解新约的背景。
And the New Testament is the key for unlocking the mystery of the Old.
那新约呢，同时给我们一把钥匙，这样我们就可以明白旧约。
And it's through the Scriptures that God reveals all of this.
通过圣经呢，这个基督的奥秘，神就把它启示出来。
And that's why after Christ came, God specifically revealed these things to Paul and the other apostles and prophets.
这也是为什么呢？耶稣来了之后呢，神特别把这样的事情启示给保罗，还有其他的使徒和先知。
So that they could write the New Testament.
所以他们就可以写在新约里面。
As we saw back in chapter 2, verse 20, the apostles and prophets are the foundation of the church.
那我们在第二节里面看到呢，就是使徒和先知呢是教会的根基。
They provide the written revelation from God which explains Jesus and the gospel.
他们把神的启示写下来呢来告诉我们耶稣呢和这个教会的福音。
And the church is being built on that foundation.
所以这个教会呢就可以建立在这样的根基之上。
And their writings aren't merely the interpretations of men.
他们所写的并不是人的一个解释，
But God's authoritative, infallible revelation to them.
而是神自己给他们的启示。
As Peter tells us, no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation.
就像彼得说的，这个圣经呢，不是从每个人来的自己的解释，
or was ever produced by the will of man.
也不是从人的意愿而来的，
But men spoke from God.
而是人讲神的话，
As they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
当他们被圣灵带领的时候。
Right, so God reveals this mystery through Paul and the other apostles and prophets.
所以呢，神把这样的奥秘呢启示给保罗，还有其他的使徒，还有先知。
Now all this brings us secondly to the mystery proclaimed.
那么来看第二点，就是被宣扬的奥秘。
Because Paul recognized that in God revealing this mystery to him, he had become a steward.
那么保罗这里认识到呢，神既然把这样的事情启示给了他，他就成了这件事情的管家。
And he had the responsibility to share it with others.
他就有这样的责任，要把它宣扬给别人。
So number two, the mystery proclaimed in verses 7 through 9.
那第七到第九节就讲这个被宣扬的奥秘。
Paul continues, of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace.
在第七节里面说，我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐。
Which was given me by the working of his power.
这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小。
To preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God.
然后把这样的神的这个永恒的旨意呢介绍给每一位。
Who created all things.
因为神呢创造了所有。
So Paul says that he was made a minister of the gospel by the gift of God's grace.
所以保罗在这里讲到他是做了福音的执事，因为通过神的恩典成了福音的执事。
And he describes his ministry in terms of preaching to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
那么他是如何描述他的这个执事的责任呢？他就是说，我要把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And bringing to light for everyone the eternal plan of God.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘。
And what oozes forth as Paul explains all of this is the sense of privilege that he feels.
所以当保罗在这样讲述的事情的时候呢，他有一种很有特权的感觉。
That he gets to be the one to share this mystery.
因为他要去做这样的事情。
And just think about it. This mystery concerns the eternal purpose of God for the whole universe.
因为这个奥秘呢是关于神对整个宇宙的一个永恒的旨意。
This is what all of history is really all about.
那这是所有的历史上所关键的一点。
This is something Peter tells us even the angels in heaven are longing to look into.
那彼得是这样讲的，就是即使这个天上还有天使呢也都在等待这样。
And Paul recognized that God chose him.
那保罗就意识到呢，神拣选了他。
He's the one that gets to draw back the curtain.
他是这个把这个窗帘打开。
And reveal this mystery to the world.
然后呢，把这个奥秘呢讲给大家听。
What a privilege!
所以这是多么大的权利呢
？What an honor!
也是多么大的一个荣耀。
And yet instead of this making Paul proud,
但是呢，这个并没有让保罗感到骄傲。
He says in verse 8, to me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given.
那他在第八节里讲到呢，他说我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐给我这恩典。
See, Paul understood that God didn't choose him because he was great.
所以保罗也明白呢，神拣选他并不是因为他很大或者很好。
If anything, God chose him because he was the least.
如果有原因的话呢，神拣选他是因为他是最小的。
And prior to this, he was a persecutor.
那在他成为使徒之前呢，他是一个迫害人的。
A blasphemer.
一个亵渎神的。
And an insolent man.
而且是一个非常这个有武力的这个一个人。
You see, the most fitting person to proclaim a gospel of grace.
所以呢，我们看到来这个传讲福音一个最适合的一个人呢
，is the one who needs that grace，
是最需要这个恩典的这个人
，and has been transformed by that grace，
也是被这个恩典所改变的一个人
，most of all，
对 ，yes，
as Paul himself says in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16，
就像保罗在提摩太前书一章十六节讲的
，but I receive mercy for this reason，
因这个原因我受到怜悯
，so that in me。
所以在我里面呢
，as the foremost sinner，
虽然是一个罪魁
，Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience，
但是耶稣基督呢，可以就是说展现出来他这个完美的这个忍耐
，as an example to those who were to believe，
这样就可以成为相信的人的一个榜样。
You see, Paul understood that he was a great sinner，
所以保罗明白他是一个很大的罪人
，called to testify to other sinners。
但是他被拣选了，他这样来做见证。
Of God's great grace in Christ，
也就是神呢，在基督里面他伟大的恩典展现给罪人的。
And if you will only repent and believe，
所以只要我们来悔改相信。
You too can be saved just like him.
你也可以像他一样被拯救。
And then for those of us who are believers,
那在我们在座的，我们已经是信徒的呢？
Take a moment to reflect on who it was that God used to share the gospel with you.
我们今天花一点时间，我们来想一想，就是神使用了谁呢？让他当年向我们来传福音。
You know, Jesus could have just appeared to you like he did to Paul.
那当然，耶稣当然也可以，就像那样像保罗显现似的，来向你显现。
That's not how he ordinarily does things.
但是呢，这个不是我们大部分人相信他的原因。
And Paul understood that what happened to him was unique.
那保罗也明白呢，在他身上的经历呢是比较奇特的。
And that ordinarily God intends to use people to share the gospel with other people.
通常呢，神是愿意让已经相信的信徒呢，把福音来传给其他的人。
And it's because Paul was faithful to that.
因为只要如果保罗愿意。
And then Timothy was faithful to that.
也提摩太如果愿意。
And then those after them were faithful to that.
只要他们以后的人愿意。
And then probably someone in your life was faithful to that.
那也许呢，当我们生命中，我们会遇到一些人也愿意。
That you heard the gospel and believed.
这样我们就会有机会来听到福音，我们来相信。
And just think of it.
所以我们来想一想。
All of these evangelists down through the centuries.
啊，我们在这个这么多世纪中，所有这么多传道的人。
We're all used by God to bring this gospel mystery to you.
实际上都是神所用的器皿，他们呢把这样的福音传给了我们。
So that you might receive the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以我们这里就可以得到这个神在基督里面测不透的丰富。
So that the mystery of God's plan would be revealed to you.
那神这个奥秘的计划呢，就可以向我们显现。
What amazing love God has for us.
我们要意识到这里面是多么奇异的爱，神彰显给我们的。
And how far from losing heart over what others have suffered for us we should feel.
所以我们想到有些人在基督里所受的患难，我们实在不应该丧胆。
Those who shared the gospel have willingly surrendered their time.
那些传福音的人，他们自愿，他们把他们的时间让神使用。
Often their money,
很多时候他们的金钱。
Their rights and privileges,
他们的权利还有他们的特权。
Their freedoms,
他们的自由。
Sometimes even their lives,
甚至是他们的生命。
So that you and I might hear and receive the same gospel that they did.
他们之所以牺牲了这么多呢，是因为你和我这样有机会可以听到。可以接受他们所听到的福音。
And they did this joyfully.
他们这样做是非常喜乐的去做。
Not as a burden, but as their privilege.
不是说一个负担，而是他们的一个特权。
Because they understood just how great and glorious this gospel is.
因为他们明白呢，这个福音是多么的伟大，多么的荣耀。
And now, as those who've received that gospel.
现在我们在座的，如果我们接受了福音。
What a duty we should feel to pass it on to others.
我们该有多么大的责任，我们应该感觉到把它也传给其他的人。
I mean, the only ones who can tell the next generation this good news is us.
那么把福音传给下一代的也只有我们。
And so like Paul, I pray that we would embrace suffering for the gospel.
所以就像保罗一样，我今天祷告，我们愿意能够正面的面对。我们为福音所受的患难。
Seeing that God has revealed it so that we might proclaim it.
因为神把它启示出来，我们今天就有机会来宣扬它。
Knowing that suffering is worth it.
因为这样的患难是值得的。
And especially because the gospel we preach is all about the suffering of Christ.
尤其是这个福音我们所传的呢，是完全是关于基督的患难，基督的受难。
So isn't it fitting that Jesus' ministers would bear his marks on their hands?
所以我们基督的仆人，难道我们不应该在我们的手上，就像有耶稣那样的钉痕吗？
So the mystery's been revealed.
所以这个奥秘被启示出来。
The mystery's being proclaimed.
这个奥秘被宣扬出来。
And now thirdly and finally, let's consider God's purpose in all this.
第三点是最后一点，我们来看一看这个奥秘，这个旨意。
Number three, the mystery fulfilled.
第三点就是被实现的奥秘。
These verses 10 through 13.
十到十三节。
And notice that verse 10 begins with a purpose statement.
那么第十节开始是一个是一个 purpose.
Right, this mysterious plan has been hidden in ages for God.
那这个神奥秘的旨意呢，在这个许多世世代代被隐藏出来。
But now it's being revealed. Why?
但是今天呢，却被启示显现出来。
Well, verse 10, it's so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
那为什么呢？第十节里，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这是这个神关于神永恒的旨意。
In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him.
我们借着耶稣基督，我们就有这样的大胆，我们还有这样的信心，我们可以亲近神。
So God's purpose is so that his multifaceted wisdom might be displayed.
所以神的旨意呢，就是神的奥秘和他的智慧呢，可以被显现出来。
And it's to be displayed through the church.
通过他的教会。
To principalities and powers in heavenly places.
显现给天上执政的、掌权的和天上的各样的权柄。
That is to angels and demons.
啊，简单说就是天使或者是魔鬼。
So that even they may glorify God for his wisdom.
所以当他们看到这样的事情的时候呢，他们也将荣耀归给神。
And I think there are two particular ways that this happens.
所以我们来讲大概有两点，这个是如何发生的。
First, it's because in the church, the angels and demons see sinners given access to a holy God.
第一点，在教会里面，那罪人呢，可以因着基督，可以得神亲近，和神亲近。
You see, Satan's whole plan was to thwart the relationship between God and his people.
我们知道魔鬼的计划就是阻碍神和人之间的关系。
God created humanity in his image to be in relationship with him.
神借用他的形象造了人，这样他可以和人有一个关系。
But when Adam and Eve sinned, it created this seemingly irreparable divide between us and God.
但是当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后呢，就创造了一个好像无法逾越的鸿沟在我们中间。
And how can a holy God be close to sinful people?
一个圣洁的神如何和一个罪人产生关系呢？
How can a holy God forgive sin without compromising his own justice?
一个圣洁的神怎么样才可以来宽恕一个罪人，但是同时呢，可以维护他的这个just?
It seems totally impossible.
看起来是完全不可能的一件事情。
And yet in God's amazing wisdom, he devised the plan.
但是呢，通过神非常伟大的这个智慧。
Whereby God the Son would become man.
他有一样计划，就是他的儿子会成为一个人。
And God the Son would die on the cross.
他的儿子会在十字架上而死。
And Jesus would satisfy God's wrath.
神这个时候呢，耶稣就满足了神的愤怒。
And uphold God's justice.
这样也维护了他的公义。
Even while extending grace and forgiveness to sinners.
同时呢，也把神的这个恩典给了这些罪人。
And this is so that, as verse 12 says,
在十二节里这样说，
we may now have boldness and access with confidence before God by faith in Christ.
我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧。笃信不疑地来到神面前。
You see, this is why Scripture speaks elsewhere of Jesus triumphing over principalities and powers through the cross.
那这也是为什么圣经里面讲到耶稣借着这个十字架呢来得胜。
Satan's schemes were overthrown and defeated.
因为撒旦的这个计划呢被击败。
God's relationship with us was restored.
那神和人之间的关系呢得到了恢复。
And this reveals God's wisdom in a way that makes even the angelic beings marvel.
那借着这个事情呢，神的智慧就向我们显示出来，即使天使呢和魔鬼呢，也都觉得非常的不可思议。
But there's a second way in which God's wisdom is displayed.
那第二点也有一点，就是这个神的智慧是如何被显现出来呢？
And it's through the church community.
是通过教会的合一。
That is through the way that all kinds of people are being united together into one church.
也就是呢，通过基督呢，所有的人都被联合成一体，成为一个教会。
Because the second most impossible thing after reconciling a holy God with sinners,
那么神在十字架上与我们和好下来，第二个最重要的事情是什么呢？
Is reconciling sinners with sinners.
就是罪人和罪人之间和好。
And just remember the Jews and Gentiles and Trophimus.
比如说犹太人和外邦人之间的和好。
Or think about our own society.
来想想我们今天我们所处的这个社会。
How divided people are.
我们这个社会是如何的成为一个分裂的社会。
How many different groups of victims and villains there are.
有多少不同的群体是有的是坏人，有的是受伤的人。
How many conflicts and how much outrage we see.
有多少的冲突和愤怒在这里。
And yet through the gospel,
然而呢，我们可以通着福音，
Jew and Gentile,
犹太人和外邦人，
American and Chinese,
美国人和中国人，
White and black,
白人和黑人，
Men and women,
男人和女人，
Old and young,
老人和儿童，
All of us are made to be joint heirs,
我们所有的人都同得成为后嗣，
of a joint body,
同得一体，
as joint partakers in Christ,
同盟应许，因为主耶稣基督。
And therefore, through the church community,
所以通过教会的这个合一，
and the way that God so spectacularly knits together people,
所以神非常这个把这个人呢全部放在一起，
with different giftings,
他们有不同的这个恩赐，
of different ages,
不同的年纪，
of different cultures and ethnicities,
不同的种族和文化，
different likes and dislikes.
不同的喜好和不同的不喜好。
All into one body.
神把他们都联合在一个肢体里面。
This displays God's manifold wisdom.
这就显现出来神丰富的智慧。
In a way that even angelic beings take notice.
即使在天上的这个掌权者也都注意到。
And stand in awe.
也都有敬畏。
And what this means for us is that one of the greatest ways that we as Christ's people can bring glory to God.
这告诉我们呢，就是能够就是我们把这个怎么可以让神来得荣耀呢？
Is when we display the unity of Christ in the church.
就是当我们在基督里面我们在教会里面能够合一。
When, as Paul is about to say in the very next chapter.
那么在第四章里面保罗要说的呢，
We walk worthy of the calling with which we've been called.
那就是我们行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
With all humility and gentleness.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐。
With patience.
用爱心互相宽容。
Bearing with one another in love.
用爱心互相宽容。
Eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
In the bond of peace.
在这个基督的身体里面。
When we forgive one another.
所以当我们能够彼此饶恕的时候。
When we apologize to one another.
当我们能够彼此能够认罪的时候。
And accept rebuke from one another.
当我们能够接受别人对我们的指控的时候。
When we remain with the body even when things are difficult,
当我们即使非常困难的时候，我们还是与基督的身体在一起的时候，
When we lovingly embrace and welcome even those who are most different from ourselves,
当我们能够主动去接纳和爱那些即使和我们非常不同的人的时候，
This will make us radically different than the world around us.
当我们做这些事情的时候呢，我们就和这个世界上其他的人不一样了。
It will display the very wisdom and glory of God.
我们借着这样做，我们就把神的智慧给显现出来。
And as simple as that sounds,
听起来这么简单。
Apart from the gospel, it would be impossible for us.
但是除了福音之外，这是不可能的事情。
We are too sinful.
我们非常大的罪。
But by the power of the gospel, God has made us one.
但是借着福音的力量，神把我们创造成了一位。
We don't have to create unity.
我们不需要我们来创造这个合一。
We maintain it.
我们来维护这样的合一。
And we need to realize that this is more than just being united for unity's sake.
这个不是简单的说啊，我们就在一起，我们联合起来就行了。
Almost anyone can be united to sing some songs and just be nice to one another.
也不是说啊，我们在一起，我们一起来唱个歌，我们啊，大家就是说来啊，就是表现得好一些就行了。
This is about unity in the gospel.
这是关于我们在福音里的合一。
Unity to know and glorify God.
我们一起来认识，一起来荣耀神。
Unity to hold fast to God's truth in a world of lies.
我们一起在这个充满谎言的世界里面，我们在神的真理上站立的稳。
And unity to strive together.
我们一起能够在一起努力。
So that we can all grow up into maturity in Christ.
这样让我们一起在基督里面成长成人。
You see, it's a unity that goes deeper than a smile on a Sunday morning.
所以这个合一并不仅仅是星期天早上一个微笑。
It's a unity of heart.
是我们从心底里发出的合一。
And purpose.
是我们旨意上这个合一。
And commitment to Christ and one another.
是我们对这个commitment 对基督的这个合一。
That only comes from grasping the greatness of this mystery Paul's been talking about.
那这个合一呢，只能从这个我们明白保罗今天讲的基督的奥秘产生。
And that's how the church displays the manifold wisdom of God.
这是我们今天的教会如何把神的旨意彰显给世界和宇宙。
So consider what kind of witness is this church being?
所以我们来想一想，今天我们这个教会，我们是什么样的见证呢？
How might you help GFCC grow in this direction?
那我是如何可以帮助恩信华人教会往这个方向来发展呢？
Because this is a high and a glorious calling worth striving for.
因为这是一个非常崇高的一个使命，我们值得会为此去为此努力。
Then finally, I want to say a word this morning to those who are here today, but aren't regularly committed to a church.
那么今天最后呢，我也想为今天在座的一些，但是还没有为任何一个教会比如说。觉得是哪一个教会一份子的人。
Notice that the eternal purpose of God here rests on His church.
今天我们注意到呢，就是神这个永恒的旨意呢，是在他的教会上。
It's through His church that God's manifold wisdom is being displayed.
在第十节里讲到，为要借着教会。
And that means if you are a Christian who's not integrally connected to some church,
那也就是说这个意思呢，就是说如果你是基督徒，但是你没有和任何一个教会有非常紧密的联系，
you're not actively participating in the purpose for which God saves you.
这样我们可以说呢，其实你并没有很努力的来参加这个神这个旨意里面。
It's like being a basketball player that doesn't play on a team.
就像你是一个篮球队的这个队员，但是你并没有在场上打球。
A soldier that doesn't fight in wars.
一个士兵，但是并没有去参加这个战争。
You're not fulfilling your purpose as a Christian.
因为你并没有在这个实现你一个成为基督徒的这样一个责任。
And you're actually depriving God of His glory.
你实际上是在做，是在这个做不讨神喜悦的这个事情。
And failing to display his wisdom to the world.
因为我们没有把他的这个智慧呢来展现给这个世界。
Because that's something we can only do together through the church.
因为这件事情我们只有大家在成为一个整体在教会里做。
And so I want to urge you this morning to be more faithful to this calling to be a member of Christ Church.
所以今天早上我想愿大家呢，我们就是我们在神的这个宣召里面成为这个教会的一份子的话呢，我们要来这样去做。
And whether that's this church or some other church,
不管是这个教会还是别的教会，
find that church and commit yourself to it.
找到这样的一个教会呢，让我们成为这个教会的一份子。
So that you can be a part of displaying God's wisdom as Paul talks about here.
所以我们就可以在今天的这个神的奥秘里面把神的智慧彰显出来，这样我们成为其中的一份子。
And brethren, we've seen this morning God's mystery revealed.
所以今天早上我们看到神的奥秘被启示。
The mystery proclaimed.
神的奥秘被宣扬。
And the mystery fulfilled.
神的奥秘被实现。
And in light of the greatness of this mystery,
所以在这样的背景里面呢，
The greatness of our calling is those who've received it.
我们也明白神这呼召我们的旨意。
Let us treasure the gospel.
所以我们把心里我们能够我们知道这个福音是这个神的这个财产。
Proclaim the gospel.
让我们来宣扬福音。
And display the gospel.
让我们来能够在生命中能够来活出福音。
Not losing heart in the sufferings we face.
我们在患难的时候，我们不要丧胆。
But with boldness, treasuring the confident access we have before God.
但是呢，让我们能够借着主耶稣基督呢，我们笃信不疑的来到神的面前，放胆无惧。
As we strive to display His manifold wisdom to the world.
当我们努力把神的奥秘能够活出来的时候。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, how we thank you and praise you for the mystery of the gospel.
亲爱的天父，我们在这里感谢福音的奥秘。
Help us to understand it.
也请你帮助我们来明白。
Help us to treasure it.
也请你让我们知道它是有多大的财宝在里面。
Help us to proclaim it.
也请你帮助让我们来传扬它。
And help us to display it through this church.
也请你帮助我们，让我们借着这个教会来活出它。
So that you may receive the glory you deserve.
如果我们这样做的话，愿你来得到这样的荣耀。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.